Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Doug Wheat is here, ladies and gentlemen. Doug is a new friend. You probably know about him. There's a pretty good chance you do because of his accomplishments, his significant accomplishments in his life and in his career. But he's a new friend of the show and the newest member of our Brain Trust. He's a presidential historian, a New York Times bestselling author. He served two different presidents, and he is the author of a number of books. And taking, from a presidential historian standpoint, taking that theme in a direction that I don't think anybody else has done. He's also the co-founder of Mercy Corps, which has raised over $2 billion for food for people around, and medicine for people around the world. He's our new friend, Doug Wheat. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you so much, Jim.
Congratulations.
Great to be with you.
Congratulations on your accomplishments in your life. All the President's Children is one of the books. The Raising of a President, perhaps many of you have seen that. I know a lot of your books and tapes are out there. Doug, what I want to talk about first, though, is something that you've taken on more recently. You have decided to support Senator Rand Paul in his efforts with the Liberty Organization. Did I say that correctly?
Yeah.
The Liberty Movement, maybe I should say more correctly.
Yeah.
What is the Liberty Movement?
Well, it's kind of a reformation of libertarians mixed with constitutionalists and economic conservatives, and it's just a reorganization of people who hold some of those beliefs.
Yeah. Well, you know, I spent some time with Steve Forbes and a couple of months ago, and I asked him. I said, Steve, what will the Republican Party have to do to become competitive again? And he said, I said, where will that Reconstruction come from? How would it happen? He said it's going to have to come from the grassroots. Was he describing the Liberty Movement?
Yes, he was. The large number of Hispanics, the only Hispanics really in the Republican Party are that would vote for a Republican or Liberty Movement people.
Yeah, well, most of them are business owners, by the way.
That's right. Independents, mm-hmm. Democrats. This is a new paradigm, new shift.
Well, now, and you call it a new paradigm, but is it more of a third option within the two parties rather than a third party?
Yes, it's a reforming. It's kind of a post Cold War awakening. We're still stuck in some of the habits of the Cold War, but the
right.
Cold War doesn't exist. So the whole left right paradigm, socialism versus capitalism,
right.
is a moot point. The socialists basically won. The country tilted that way in a very dramatic sense.
The country is center-left right now, do you think?
I think it's more about insiders than outsiders. I mean, you're a small business advocate, a small businessman today. The regulations are really put in place by big business who's lobbied Washington. Doesn't matter if they're Democrat or
you
Republican.
One thing you don't have to explain to a small business owner is who's in and who's out. And small business owners are out. Wall Street's in, Main Street's out.
Small businesses' taxes subsidize their big business
right.
competitors. And with Dr. Paul, we learned, and Rand Paul will pick up this, champion this cause, the Federal Reserve was doing it too. So you have, if you want to open a hamburger joint, not only
yep.
are you subsidizing the big hamburger stand down the street, it turned out all along, secretly, unknown to all of us, hundreds of millions of dollars in interest-free loans were also going to that hamburger company, and no one knew about it, and
right.
you can't compete with that. You're out of business.
So the Liberty Movement, and folks, if you wonder, if you're a little confused about what's been going on with politics in America lately, we used to have two parties, and inside of those parties were every variation of a Republican from left to right, and in the Democrats you'd have every variation of Democrat from left to right. But now, in the Democrat Party, you basically only have left, and the Republican Party, you basically pretty much have the right. And so there's nobody in the middle to be the nexus to compromise. What do you think?
I would challenge that a little bit. I would say that in the Republican Party, you have a lot on the left. My wife is French, and she was asked. She reminded me of François Mitterrand, who was the socialist prime minister of France.
Right.
She said, you know, we debated that. He wanted to nationalize the banks. It was a big issue, and he won. And no, there was no shame in the fact he was the socialist prime minister of France. Your president nationalizes the banks, and you call him George W. Bush, a conservative Republican. She said, I don't quite understand this. So I had to sit down and try to explain to her that.
That's an excellent point. But the thing is there seems to not be enough people who are speaking. There seems to be mostly people speaking for the Republican establishment and people speaking for the Democrat establishment, but not enough people speaking for Americans.
Yeah, what I saw when I worked in Washington, I actually served in the White House as a special assistant to the president, and this, Jim, is a no-brainer. You and your audience would understand it. The people who are attracted to government are people who believe government has the solution.
Right.
The people who don't think government has the solution, they open their own hardware
That's
store.
Right.
So the result is, no matter whether the party wins, Republican or Democrat, the people in the bureaucracy in Washington that drive it and the lobbyists that work there and are passionate, they're all to the left. So even a Republican administration notches another notch to the left,
and you,
Democrats and, more dramatic.
And you define the left being government focused, and I don't disagree with that. And of course that's the reason why my audience hears me calling them the political class. That's a term that I learned from George Will, and I think that's a really appropriate term to use these days, the political class. So you're saying that the Liberty Movement is trying to provide an alternative to the political class.
And it's back to the Constitution. That's what worked. Some of the other ideas of the Liberty Movement didn't work. Some of the libertarian ideas had limited following. But back to the Constitution works with people on the left, on the right, in the Democrat Party, and it would end some of the corruption, some of the subsidy,
you're singing the song that small business owners dream about right now. Folks, pay attention to this. We're going to come back. I'm going to get some more of this out of Doug Weed right after these messages. Doug Weed, ladies and gentlemen, a very accomplished man, former advisor to two presidents, presidential historian, the author of All the President's Children and Raising of a President, and another book coming out soon on that. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.